Just to let you know, I think I found it right here. It's 44001 Garfield Road. It looks like a pretty big building, but it's right off Garfield, right across from the Midwest Center for the surgery center, but right by, it's basically right by Parker's Creek.
Yeah, that's correct. That's the right building. So you found it. And we do go in the doors on the south side of the building. There's a little parking lot there. You'll kind of pass a bunch of school buses. And then there's like a big parking lot where everybody parks. And then we walk into that side door on the south side. And then we roll in from there. But if you do show up and you want some like guidance on getting in type of thing, you know, you can just throw out your call sign on the radio and say, hey, you know, I'm at the MISD building and kind of want to know where to go, and we'll guide you in. But I think you'll probably get it. Just look for all the cars with antennas, and then you know, kind of stay tuned for you know, what room number we're in, but we'll find a way to get you in there. Also, if you join, you can go on the W8MAC website, and it's W8MAC.org, and you can sign up, and then once you get signed up, we can get you on the Discord, and then you can just ask us questions there in the Discord, too, so... Whatever works for you, but it's a lot of fun. You know, there's a lot of cool things that this group will teach you how to do. This next meeting, we're going to make tape measure Yagis to help us with direction finding. So that's pretty exciting. You know, so that's a cool thing that we're doing. And then we do things like Winlink training, where you can send emails from using your, you know, radio and computer, and you don't need an internet connection. It all goes out radio. So there's lots of cool stuff we can do.
Well, that's really nice, and it sounds like a lot of fun, too, because honestly, I kind of want to get, like, more interested into this, because I haven't heard a lot of this echoing thing or All-Star, like, because I know a lot of people, like, they get out of the reviews and sound perfectly clear, you know, because they're... Because they're like you said, they're cheating and they're using some sort of satellite. That's something I would want to get more into, because, I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun getting on there, and imagine with the Echo Link and All-Star, right, you could hit some receivers mostly all over the world and stuff like that, all just using radio, no, like, cellular, Wi-Fi, or anything like that. So, actually, that's my favorite thing about the hobby, is that you don't need Wi-Fi, cell service, or any other connection just for, like, all of us to stay connected with each other. And it's honestly really fun. But like you said, how we're going to go there and learn stuff. But you have to, because I remember they were asking a question if I had a computer, you know, if I had any backup power source for my computer. So does that mean, like, I have to, like, will they let you know if you have to bring anything to the meeting on those nights? And I'm pretty sure it starts on 7, just like the net does on the radio, correct? Over.
Yeah, that's correct. The meeting starts at 7. We like to get there, you know, 6:30. Just so you can kind of get in, get signed in, meet everybody. But the meeting kind of starts at 7. So getting there a half hour early, 15 minutes early, 10 minutes early is fine. And then, yeah, you don't need to have a computer or anything like that. It's just, you know, a lot of the members, when they deploy, you know, really all you need is your radio and maybe your phone, and we'll take care of the rest. But for those of us that might be, like, you know, helping with the deployment or, you know, trying to send Winlink emails, those people might want to have backup batteries for their laptops, but it's not like requirement of the group for you to, you know, purchase all of this stuff. We're just happy to have people that have their ham radio tickets. So, and then Echo Link is actually like a really easy one. You can just go to your app store from your phone and download the Echo Link app. And then if you look on like repeater book, you can kind of see the name, the call sign of a lot of the local repeaters. And you just put that into Echo Link and you'll be talking on your phone through the repeaters. Echo Link is really easy. Only downside to it, and it's not really a downside, is you're using your phone instead of your radio to get into the repeater. Whereas with like an all-star node, like what I'm using now, I'm still using my radio going to like a little Raspberry Pi type computer with an antenna that's receiving the signal and then sending that signal out over the internet to the All-Star Link. I had to put a quarter in for another minute. Hopefully we're not doubling. But yeah, so then, you know, the little Raspberry Pi node also receives what is being sent on the repeater and then plays that back in my, you know, office that my radio can pick up. So it's kind of nice because it's just like I'm using my radio, which is cool. When you spend a lot of money on a radio, you kind of want to use it versus just picking up my phone and using an app. You know, that's less enticing. But yeah, I'll send it back to you.
Yeah, I just looked up the Echo Link app while you were talking and I downloaded it. It sounds like you said, looking at, there's a computer on the app that I downloaded to look at all the different features around me and stuff like that. It all seems like really cool how this Echo Link stuff works and all that. Just like getting on to, like just like we're talking on right now, I'm pretty sure this is just radio to the repeater, you know, just regular analog transmission just for me, but I don't have any echoing machine going on. I'm pretty sure this is a open FM repeater, but I could be wrong, but I see like,
okay, well, your connection is getting awfully staticky there, and my battery is getting awfully low. It normally tells me what percent I have, but now it just says low, so I'm probably going to disappear before too much longer. This is K-E-A-W-U-O. When you get that... It was kind of hard to hear all of what you were saying, but I got some of it. When you get that Echo Link app up and running, try to get on the W8MAC repeater. That's the one we're on now. And my hunch is you'll come in crystal clear using your phone, and we can have a QSO that way when we need to, or, you know, just for you to try it out. But other than that, I'm probably going to have to get back to some stuff I'm doing here in the office, and I will, it was great talking to you, and I'll pass it over to you, but I'll probably be clear on your final.
Okay, gotcha there. When you said QSO, though, I mean, I was just going to ask you real quick before we get off. What does QSO stand for? Because I wondered that when I first people say it on ham radio, you know, before I got my license, and I was just listening and not transmitting, but I was always hearing people say QSO sometimes. What exactly does it mean if you don't mind really quick? Over.
Yeah, not a problem. QSO is what we're doing right now. We are having a conversation. QSY would be change frequency. QTH would be your home. You know, if you want, jump on Google and type in ham radio Q codes, and you should get a big list of all the Q codes, and they're all derived from CW. Because it was always easier back in the day for people to type in, you know, thanks for the QSO than, you know, typing thanks for the, you know, long conversation and good times, you know. And the same thing with the QTH. My home is, you know, in Michigan. The QTH is in Michigan. You know, it's just a little bit easier to transmit that message with just a couple of Morse code gets and does. So, and I'm no expert on all of this, so I could be mistaken at times. So don't grill me too bad if I get something wrong, anyone listening. But all right, I'll send it over to you, KEAWUO.
Okay,
this is KFASKH. Well, I mean, I really appreciate your help. Like you said, your battery is getting low, you said, and I'm on my balcony right now. I'm about to be approaching my last bar, so I'm probably going to put this on the charger here in a second. But like I said, I really appreciate you talking to me today. I did learn a little bit from you today, so... Like I said, I really appreciate it, and I'll be clear here after your finals. This is KFASKH73.